for the Falcons Report on Dukes and Bell.
Looking, shoots it for the end zone. Intercepted, A.J. Terrell.
All the highlights and interviews you need from the Dirty Birds.
Fighting all the way through, finding a way to get that win is absolutely outstanding. What we love to do.
The best the Falcons have to offer right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You shall not pass.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
We have the latest on Ronald Acuña Jr. It's good news, but I don't care. Acuña has a grade 1 lower right calf strain after leaving the game last night. It is not an Achilles injury, and he could still miss some time, but the good news is it's a calf strain. Now, Mike, we've been saying this, right? All these things are connected. And for many of you, you're going to go, oh, hey, Dukes, there you go. Put him back out there. No. 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 I don't want to do it. Why risk this?
No, 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 no.
No, 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 no. No.
That is Lego Batman, by the way. I do that to my wife. I know I'm 56 years old. I shouldn't say that. But when she asks me not to, something I don't want to do, Carl, I do the same routine right
now. No, 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 no.
I love it. I add the beatbox for me. I love it. We cannot risk having something happen to Ronald Acuña, and then you all are going to go, well, we shouldn't have been playing him. Exactly, because we're not in the race.
You said this now. Again, guys, we've said it to you. Carl brought this up earlier. Sometimes we throw stuff at you over the years, and you go, ah, whatever. I go, what? I told you, we ain't got enough pitching. You guys say, whatever, Mike. You say that every year, because we don't. Carl said it a month ago. Regardless, if we're 17 games, which we are now, under 500, forget it. There's no reason to be risking Ronald Acuña knowing that you do. What do you want? You want him to be Mike Trout? Because he's trending in that direction. We love the guy's energy. As we said earlier, he's talking, you know how emotional he was last night talking to the media, Carl? He feels guilty and feels bad about missing all this time, but you got to protect him from himself. And if Snitker was aware of this, unless Snitker is just, I don't know, doing crosswords, is he doing Sudoku? I don't know what he does, but if he's aware of this, you got to protect
your
player.
You're going to have Sudoku fans mad at you right now.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
Oh, okay, okay.
I just want the manager doing that if he's making up his lineup card and you're aware that a guy who's been dealing with injuries, you just said it, you've got to shut it down. Period. End of story, man.
Yeah. Now, meanwhile, we'll talk with Grant. Braves do lose today. It was an early business person special against the Royals, but we'll tell you about that. But that's secondary. This is where it's at. How are we building for next season, and how are guys going to at least build some more confidence, like Money Harris, who's hitting now, and Ozzy and some of these other guys we've talked about? But this is a non-starter for me. 404-726-0929. More on the Braves coming up. Mike, let's talk some Falcons because we're back up there tomorrow. Morning shift, Steakhouse, Andy and Randy up at Flower Branch, and we'll do the show live from Hooters Mall of Georgia. So come on out and hang out with us. We keep talking about the edge, and does this team have an edge, and will we? And Raheem Morris was saying, yes, this is what we wanted to add to the team. And I think we're seeing a little bit of this with some of the new guys that we have, whether it be the dust-ups or just the practices and the intensity. Here's Raheem Morris.
You know, it wasn't just even a part of practice. It wasn't just even a part of the people that are in the building. It was part of our draft. You know, we wanted to add a little edge to our football team. We wanted to add a little edge to our rush. You know, all the really great football players around that I've been around, they got edge. You know, they got a little bit of edge when you talk about rushing the passer. When you talk about some of these great passers that we talk about, whether it's Aaron Donald, whether you're talking about Vaughn Miller, whether you're talking about Warren Sapp, whether you're talking about Simeon Rice, any of these guys that rush the passer, they got a little bit of edge. And part of our whole draft, part of our whole philosophy, part of our practice, part of us becoming a team that we want to be and going out and actually doing some of these things is acquiring players with some natural edge. So that's definitely a part of it. That's definitely a part of what we want. It's definitely part of who we are. And it's no different even with our offensive line. You got speed off the ball versus, you know, running through dark rooms. And there's going to be some violence, and there's going to be a certain amount of physicality that's required to be a part of this football team.
Crazy. You're crazy.
Hey, I like you, man. I'm loco, man. We said we try to find this kind of edge in the past. We just
haven't done it.
We misfired. You know, the Rashid Hegemans of the world and, Tack McKinley's. And guys who just couldn't get the job done. We thought we struck gold with Vic Beasley, but you know, his heart just didn't seem to be in it. And that was just one great year and a couple of good years, and that's it. So we think we got the guys. Still concerned about Jalen Walker.
Yeah.
And I know that they've kind of danced around the subject with, you know, what's the phrase again, Ori, when it comes to these guys?
Oh, hold on. I have it right here, Mike. I want to make sure we get it right. Modified practice plan.
Okay, as in he's hurt, so you had to modify the practice plan. Hope he's not. Don't know what it is. But when you give me this vague language, I get, you leave the sports radio talk host kind of guessing, Kyle, reaching for things. So I don't know what that is. I just know I haven't seen Jalen Walker on the field, and yesterday was the first day with pads.
All right, I will say this, because I know they're listening.
Watching.
Judging. If he ain't out there tomorrow, Mike and I are going to have a problem.
There's going to be repercussions.
And consequences. If he's not out there, seriously, he said, now we're talking about Sunday, Tuesday,
right,
Thursday. And you can tell me, well, it's still early, and it is, but reps matter, guys.
Right. So, and I just don't know how you can talk about the emergence of some players and then discount how another guy's not able to be out there and contribute. So we'll play it by ear. Speaking of which, Kobe Bryant, the other one.
Yes.
From Kansas.
C-O-B.
And a guy that was, you know, highly touted as an undrafted free agent. A lot of guys thought he was going to be in the fifth or sixth round. Inexplicably, he fell, but he's there for the Falcons to grab, and they did. He'll be good to go. So he's been activated, which is great news. We saw that from D-Led the other day. He and Lakeil London are off the non-football injury illness list. And then Jordan Whitehead, who played safety for the Buccaneers for many years, the Jets. And then I think it was in the offseason, he got in a car accident. I think he might have missed the final week of the season through no fault of his own. He came by for, a look with the Falcons today. I thought we're okay at the safety position, but they're talking to him.
Yeah, he missed the final two games with that accident, right, Mike. And you know, again, these moves, if in fact they happen, like the DJ Shark move, could be just depth where you say, hey, just in case, right? JIC, what happens if? Okay, well, we need to make sure we have a plan. And so it's not uncommon for guys to come in and meet with the team, whether it's even in season. A lot of times this stuff's not reported. Guys come in and it's like, wait, they have an idea of where they might want to go. So that's how I'm looking at that. I don't think it has anything to do with our depth chart right now as far as the rookies like Xavier Watts and, you know, the guys that we're looking at. As we talk about the Falcons, Raheem Morris was talking about a hunger. This is something else we've discussed. I'd love to tell you I feel it. I just know in talking to guys enough that everybody is aware. And Raheem was asked about this, about feeling that hunger this season and going into this upcoming season.
You can already see it. You can already feel it within the weight room. You can feel it in the meeting rooms, the excitement, the enthusiasm. You can feel it from the coaching staff, particularly the new coaching staff that's been involved with everything. And then, like, it goes to the field. You know, like, I think the office talked about it a little bit. It's kind of like a little bit of a corny rah-rah. But it becomes authentic. It becomes who they are. It becomes what they become. It becomes, like, contagious throughout the building. And you got to love it. And, like, I can already feel that edge. I can already feel that, you know, that want-to. I can already feel that hunger, that desire, that obsession to go out there and be the best version of themselves.
Yeah, man, it's funny because Carl and I, we were so used to over the years, you talk to any player, whether it's a rookie or a veteran, hey, man, playoffs, right? No, man, we just take it one day at a time. Head down, put the work in. This year, oh, hell yeah, we've got to make the playoffs. We heard it from A.J. Terrell at minicamp. We heard it from Jesse Bates off the air, but not off the record. And we heard it from Leonard Floyd. You know, we've heard it from Michael Penix Jr. These guys know. And if you like your coach and you really like your general manager, if you want to keep their job, you got to make the playoffs this year.
Yeah, I do that part I sense, and that's what I'm talking about.
Right.
You know, we're not in the weight room and all that stuff the coach is seeing, but that's real. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Grant's going to join us. Braves lose 1-0 in extras a day, but looks like Ronald Acuna is going to be better off than what we assumed, especially after he left last night. He is on the 10-day IL. A couple other things. Leonard Floyd, Mike, talking about the dust-ups at practice, the fights, and he mentions James Pierce Jr. He was talking to us about this yesterday. If you missed that interview, go online at odyssey.com. Subscribe to Dukes and Bell. Don't miss any of our content, guys, and you'll get the updates and all the stuff, the notices. But here's Leonard Floyd talking about the fights.
Mostly I teach him to, get back settled down once he get rowdy. I try to bring him to the side and help him cool himself down before he get real crazy with it, but He's a good guy, man. He come out and work hard, man. The linemen just don't like it, you know? The guy work hard, the linemen don't like it. So that's a good thing.
That's Leonard Floyd. After we spoke with him yesterday, you heard him talking with the media scrum. By the way, guy hit us up real quick. Sidebar, he goes, what is that clanking noise in the background? That's the jugs machine.
Oh, yeah.
That's guys doing basically point blank, boom, getting extra work in, working with their hands. But that's the thing. James Pierce, we said all in the, you know, after the draft, it was all the conversation, the focus was on Jalen Walker, and Pierce is a great question mark. So far, I mean, again, we haven't seen him against another team, but everything we're hearing about Pierce is a positive.
And
in a good way.
And, no,
and you talked about to start the show, man. Edge, attitude.
I love it. I'm digging all of it. Here's what I'm also digging. A quarterback with confidence and is not afraid to talk some. Now, again, we're not talking about, you know, going out and just starting stuff. But I do think if teams think they're going to get in Michael Penix's head, Mike, they might find another thing coming. And Leonard Floyd told us as much yesterday as we talked to him and asked him about Penix. We will play that for you in just a second as Leonard Floyd was talking about Michael Penix and his attitude and how he's not afraid to snap back at guys, which, again, I think is a good thing. And I hope that you like that as well. Now, again, he's not going out, you know, before the game starts, I'm going to kill you guys today. I'm going to have 500 yards. He's not doing that. But I think as guys try to get into his head, he's got the wherewithal to handle that. Here's Floyd.
He's a smooth criminal, man. He's smooth as silk. And he'll talk some too, now. He will. Now, don't let him fool you. He will talk a little bit. I like that.
Yeah, and I do too.